It's a new one. I'm having a little trouble with it.
Are we ready to roll?
Yeah, okay. You got to be smarter than the recorder.
Absolutely. October the 4th, Halloween coming soon. Call the meeting to order.
Trick or treat?
Trick or treat.
Did you bring some candy?
No, I didn't. No. I didn't. Pastor Womack, could you have the opening prayer, please?
I'd be honored.
Thank you, sir.
Father, your word tells us, the blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. And Father, we look to you, and just as you delivered the Israelites from Egypt, gave them direction. I pray, Lord, for this community, this city, state, country, really this community. It seems as though heroin and many other drugs have just got a grip on it. We pray for deliverance from that. But now, Father, as we meet tonight, I pray for our leadership here in Franklin Township. May you give them discernment. May you give them direction. May your Holy Spirit give them wisdom. We thank you for this great country. We thank you for our first responders, our armed forces, and this gathering tonight. Bless this gathering. May your Spirit be present. May your wisdom be here. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Could we all stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have a roll call, please?
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of minutes for the special meeting on September the 20th, regular meeting on September 20th, and special quarterly meeting on September the 26th, 2018, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Okay, resolutions.
Excuse me, there was three sets of minutes. Are we tabling one of the minutes?
No, he had them all, didn't he?
Did you say special and regular?
Oh, he said September 20th twice.
Yeah, because one's special and one's regular. I only heard special, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, there was two on the 20th.
Okay, so 9:20, the special.
Uh-huh.
9:20, regular.
And 9:26, special.
9:26 is your quarterly.
Yeah.
Okay, who seconded that, please?
Okay,
thank you. I'm so sorry.
Just keep it straight.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, resolution. Would you like to read the resolution, John?
Yeah. I think this is the correct one, because at the top it says, Fletcher moved for the adoption of the following resolution. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That must have been, never mind.
That would be, I guess.
Well,
forget to change the wording at the top?
Maybe. Let me try this and you tell me if this sounds right. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payroll in the amount, is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Board approves payroll in the amount of $133,814.21 and bills in the amount of $149,860.99 for a total of $283,675.20 from check number 48038 to check number 48221.
Second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a resolution. 18-192 was a death in the township, and I'd like to have a resolution. I'd move to for the adoption of resolution. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to pay Jerry Spears Funeral Home and Crematory in the amount of $750 for indigent burial fund for Michael A. Watson, Franklin Township resident. Could I have a second on that, please?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other resolutions that we have?
Lisa, are we doing this one for Jim now? Okay. We do have one, and Lisa, help me if I, or Jim, step in if I kind of get this, because this is the first time I'm working on this. From my understanding, typically, Jim gets monies from the general fund reimbursed back from the House Bill 50s. Is that how it is? Just let you explain.
Okay.
I'll step away.
With all the Ohio Revised Code, all of our mowing, our House Bill 50 work, all has to be front-loaded out of the general fund. All of our payroll, everything. But what we started doing years ago was to make it easier on the fiscal office was, instead of me turning in payroll every week and saying, this much is House Bill 50, whatever, we accumulate that through the year, and then I actually give her a bill for our time and whatnot, and the monies that are going to be collected from property taxes, and then they reimburse me all of that, and then we put it into one of our funds. So what I've done now is I gave to Jessica all the paperwork and everything she needs so she can get everything sent down to the county, but that's our first round there, and that's how it works.
Same as we did last year.
Yeah, I was just trying to explain.
So basically, the resolution number is 18-193, and it would be transferring
from the House Bill 50 fund,
general fund,
to the gas fund,
gasoline taxed fund within the road department, at a total of $19,034.41.
So with no further discussion, I move for passage.
Can I give a second?
I'll second.
All right. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anything further on that resolution?
And no. All that paperwork is there for you guys to sign tonight.
Ralph made a comment, why aren't we signing these?
We did. We did.
He did say that, yeah.
We had resolutions on them before.
Huh?
We had resolutions already on them.
We've already done all the resolutions.
You just signed it.
I explained it. Because
okay.
I did the same thing.
Okay.
Just doing it over for practice.
Yeah, I just want to wonder about it. I hadn't seen that before. Jim, there is one resolution you got. You want to go ahead and get it out of the way now?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Yeah, well, appreciate it. Let's get all that done. Come on, Jim. Actually, I think you've got two there, don't you? Resolution on House Bill 50 as well.
Yeah, I got to amend one. Actually, let's do that one first.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go ahead and get those out of the way.
Through our House Bill 50, in one of the resolutions we did, 18-160, accidentally I put the wrong address, so I needed to read.
Oh, to correct it.
That, which Robin, you got a copy of this,
I
right?
do, it's about half.
So the only thing she has to do is just amend it, but you guys need to do your thing to say to amend
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, go ahead and read it.
Sure. I'd like to make a resolution to amend House Bill 50, or make a motion, or a resolution to amend 18-160. To read 3548 Plainview instead of 2872 El Paso.
Oh, second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. The other resolution I have has to do with 2173 Frank Road.
Okay.
And I typed that up how you need to read. Okay. Ralph, it's a new resolution.
Yeah, okay. If you want to just go ahead and read that till you can.
I'd like to make resolution 18-190, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves the form of real estate contract for 2173 Frank Road.
Second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
And this paperwork that goes with that resolution needs to be signed.
Yeah, okay.
We need to put this date on that.
Yeah, there you go, Jim. Okay.
No, we have to sign it,
yeah.
Our date after our signature?
Or just sign it. We just got to put the one date on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's another one. This is from earlier in the year when we started the process.
Did we, on Lowell Drive, my Lowell Drive, something was sent to the gentleman that owns it?
Empty lot, yeah. I just haven't had time, John, with everything going on the last couple of
days. I just didn't know if that went out. I mean, I was just curious.
Did you sign that, Ralph, both of them? Did you sign it?
Oh, do I need to sign it?
Yeah, you both have to sign
yeah,
it.
I think everybody does.
Okay.
Hey, Lisa.
And then Lisa needs a sign.
Lisa, you want to sign?
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Okay.
Well,
and then
I guess, okay. I guess since you're standing up there, we'll just go ahead and finish up with you if you want to.
Shake it up.
I get lucky tonight.
I think this, we're all new business now anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, Ralph, you guys pretty much did everything I needed to do.
Yeah.
The only other thing I have is we have a very, we got two very large projects coming up. And it's going to consist of installing, how many signs, Byron? How many signs do we have that we're probably going to have to put up?
Another 29.
And each one's going to consist of having two posts that are going to be driven into the ground, along with all of our stop signs that we are going to be putting down in the triangle, which are all going to be new signage. In the past, I guess what I'm asking for tonight is a little bit of help. In the past, the way that our department's always done it, just because that's how we were told we had to do it, when we install our signs, we stand on the tailgate of the pickup truck and one man holds a sign and one man swings a sledgehammer and we drive him in as far as we can. That's just the way it's been, and I want to get past that and go with a more safer way. Granted, there's a cost that involves in this by getting an actual post pounder. I've researched them. You've got gas ones, you've got electric ones, you've got hydraulic ones that hook up to the truck, to the hydraulics. I sent you all an email. I don't know if you had a chance to open up the attachment to it, but this one is a gas powered. I mean, it's at a cost of about $2,500, but it is something that I'd much rather not have any more injuries because I've already sustained a couple, including myself.
Yeah, you guys can't stand on the back of a tailgate.
You can't?
No.
Okay.
And if you're shorter, you put a wooden box. Then
no.
We just
close our ears to OSHA.
So wait, we use two boxes for Jim over here?
Mark, that's a funny, funny guy. Did you, is this the better price, or did you want to go with something that is hydro?
I've researched it probably for about 2.5 weeks. And this is the one that I've come up with. It's a gas-powered four-cycle or four-cylinder. It's going to work a lot better than the hydraulics. If the hydraulics were going to be, if we went with a hydraulic one, we're stuck with what truck we could use and not being able to get it into an area where we couldn't get into it.
Okay.
So I'll tell you something, too. And I can see why sometimes we have a fault. You know, holes are pretty high too, Jim. And
you start
and if you start, if you go around and look
backwards
at some of ours as compared, you know, like to the county, for example, you're going to see them.
Ours have a tendency to lean on occasions.
They do.
Because the man holding it is scared he's
going
to get nailed.
I don't blame him.
It does happen, trust me.
How many times?
Aren't going to be perfect now, are they? Barry, okay.
They're going to get better, Barry.
Okay. I wonder how many times Harold's got hit in the head.
We always made Harold hold the pole.
That explains
Harold would move it every once in a while. You didn't know if he did it on purpose, and you would miss, and then when the sledgehammer hit you, then you knew you got hit.
I saw it, but I didn't look at it. How long is this thing guaranteed for and all that?
It's got a 5-year guarantee on it.
Yeah.
So with no further discussion, I'd like to
make a
gentlemen, as the fiscal officer, Jim's, this is a necessity for him. But Jim's budget is limited. I was wondering if the board would consider taking it out of the equipment and machinery to pay for it for Jim's department.
Okay.
So with that said, I'd like to make a resolution that we take this from the general fund as set for the price of $2,560.00. I'm going to say not to exceed $2,600 just in case shipping, etc. With no further discussion, I'd ask for a second.
Second.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, sir, it's called a pole pounder?
That's called a pole
pounder. Okay.
Pole pounder.
I just wanted to call it post pounder.
Post pounder.
I wonder if I can have this.
Now that,
whatever you want to call it, it's something that's not going to be used in a sledgehammer. That's all.
Without some mechanical failure or something like that, I think that pretty well dodge you for the season.
Unless we have something,
some breakdown major or something. Okay.
Well, those hot 80 degree days and that ground's like concrete. I can imagine what it was like trying to put. Post in the ground.
Oh, yeah. Well,
through an asphalt.
It's next to impossible. I've tried it before and got hit, too.
That's pretty much all I had.
Okay. Does anyone have anything for Jim real quick? Barry? Well, hi, Barry and Gail. Yeah. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, well, this is a thank you from Gail and I for Jim Stevens and his crew came to our aid. The first part of June, we were hit with a tornado.
Yeah, it was.
And he and his crew hauled away 6 or 8 dump loads, full dump loads of trash. I don't know how we would have managed without him. You or one of your helpers climbed over all the debris to shut off the power. Had a power line down. It was a mess. An isolated tornado. I don't know. Nobody else seemed to have gotten it except us. So thanks, Jeff.
Hit Eastfield. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, I'm not finished with you yet.
Oh,
okay.
Rejoice in your suffering. Rejoice in your suffering.
Yes.
Did you have something, Mary?
No, Barry's not there.
Oh, well,
I'm not finished. In the north end of Longwood, there used to be a guardrail up there. It's since been removed. I don't know how it happened. But now we're getting people that go down there and just go right through automobiles, and they jump the curb and they're gone.
Yeah.
So if we could get something down there, a guardrail or...
Talk about possibly putting to it, put one at the dead end and then come back south on the east side.
That would work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there,
so
there's...
We met last.
I've been noticing it. I would say maybe once a week somebody will just go right down through the bushes and over the curb.
Yeah, we met last year.
That up as a road going into the
school. We're not going to
either.
I don't want that open.
We met last year, did we ever?
Have you guys got on your wife yet? I mean, you don't want you do this to your wife, but do it in a meeting?
Okay, Mary, what'd you have?
Out in front of our house at the mailbox mainly, there's a drop-off because the gravel has washed away. Do I need to call the county?
That would fall within the county right away, Mary, but, I'll see.
But that's who I would call?
Yes.
Okay.
The 525-3030. Because that'd be in a county roadway and county right-of-way.
I figured it probably would be. The other night, after dark, there was 3 older people walking down the road, and there was the old fella. He kind of went off and almost fell down, and I don't want to have something, somebody come back and sue us for having that messed up.
In their right
place. Okay, that answers my question.
That's all I got.
Mike, did you have something?
Yeah, just real quick, did you any word out about the plate by any chance, or you haven't heard anything from him?
Okay, thank you.
I had one just real quick. Our drain down there by the barber shop.
We have an issue with that one that I'll have to discuss with you later.
Okay.
It's on extreme hold. ODOT give us the approval to go ahead.
Got you.
By the grace of goodness to fix that.
Okay.
But we have more issues.
Some more issues. Yeah. We'll talk tomorrow then. Yeah. Would you see that somebody notifies her?
Yeah, we'll definitely get a hold of her.
Okay, I appreciate it. I told her when we got more, I'd get back with her.
Columbia Gas has got a high pressure line, bed line going down through there that they weren't able to locate. So they've stopped us from doing anything at all.
Okay.
And through ODOT and whatnot.
Well, just if Ryan or somebody can go down and talk to her, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
Or you or whoever, okay?
It's right on her private property side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Jim. And anybody else? That's all I have for it. Okay, thanks. Chief Smith?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Thank you. Gentlemen?
See ya. See, yeah, I lost his shirt. I was bragging on it.
Thanks.
Blue, you know, is my Kentucky color, you know. So.
I didn't really have anything. Something did crop up, so we'll throw it out there. I met with the traffic engineer from Franklin County, Michael Meeks. I don't know if you guys know him. It was not one of the most pleasant conversations I had with anybody, not at gunpoint. They all but said we are not putting our speed camera signs on county maintained roadways. Higher revised code says we have to. We cannot use them if we don't. What I would like to do, John is trying to facilitate a meeting with Cornell Robertson, which hopefully will help. But I would like to get our a little bit of legal advice. What I'd like to do is reach out to Pete Griggs to have a special meeting to see where we go. And I'd like, you know, the board to be there also. That way, if anybody has any questions, we knock it out all at once and we're not racking up a big bill. Basically, what the options are, can we do it anyway? I mean, ORC says you got to put the signs up. County says, hey, not our roadway. I mean, they could try to take our signs down.
Yep.
We put them back up, but
costly.
You know,
well, that's yours. Sure going to make the Hart Road people happy, isn't it?
Well, maybe, not if we don't put signs up, because our biggest offenders are Hart Road, Frank Road, Brown Road, and Climb.
Big Avenue.
Yeah, and North Hague.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of need the county's blessing for this.
We do.
We're
going
to work with Jim. We're going to get them on all of our roads, but we still can't use those cameras anywhere else.
Do they have to be by the camera, or can they be on the sign in the right-of-way, right by them?
Yes, they've got to be in the right-of-way, but it's still county maintained right-of-way.
Yeah.
You can put it in my yard.
But that, it has Chief, to be in the right-of-way. What if we asked private property owners on those streets to and say this will slow folks down, particularly in some of the businesses on some of those busy areas, to say, hey, this is a way to kind
just
of slow traffic
right
down.
I don't think, I think that would, and I don't mean to interrupt. I think from a logistics, if you read the work that the sign's got to be posted, does it say it has to be posted in the right of way? Because that would be out of the right of way.
It would be out of the right of way. I believe it has to be in the right of way. Okay. But that's why I want to bring the attorney in, because he could
direct us on that. We definitely need to clarify that, because
we'd have to
here'd be my that. Take on the thing. If even though you were on private property, let's say we got on this gentleman's property there on Climb Road, now, and we caught somebody speeding going past him, would it be a legal ticket? I think that would be something we could really might be able to get in trouble. You know what I mean?
Right, that's the same.
Well, I mean, that's why we need right to bring in the legal team to...
Yeah, they'll talk to the lawyer.
I can't believe that the county doesn't care about the speeding that's being done on their roads.
They're more, I don't think
it's
a matter of not.
They don't want to abide by the law.
The traffic engineer basically said we don't have a speeding problem in Franklin Township, in his opinion.
Has he been down any of our roads?
Apparently not.
Often, I'm sure.
He does not believe the voters want these. I said, well,
that is the number one thing I hear from folks, is that people are flying down our roads.
Exactly.
All the time.
Yep.
Well, I see it every day.
So, I do too.
This was not
a
popular subject when we started wanting to bring these on, and I said I wanted to do this correctly. And as Ari said, we're elected officials, and we're not trying to do this as a money grab. We're trying to do this because people are like, do something. We've had people even sign, you can sit in my driveway on Klein. And but you just can't be everywhere at one time.
Right.
Well, yeah, so what do you need from us to talk to the lawyer?
Just make sure we're all three of you guys are okay with it.
Well, I'm okay with it.
And I'll see when he's available and then get some meeting dates out to you guys.
Cordell's out this week, and I'll try to get with him on Tuesday.
And not only that, Cordell's right in the middle of it.
Do we need to?
Campaigning here too.
I get that, but
I'll tell you what, I've never been there.
Should there be a resolution?
Robin Leggett's making resolutions. We're going
to because there would be an expenditure for him to speak to.
Okay, so I'll make a resolution that Chief Smith will be able to reach out to our legal team. With no further discussion, I ask for a second.
Second.
Hey, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's Pete. I'll make sure you get with Pete on it.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I've had a couple of, you know Meek's pretty well over there. I've had a couple of conversations, and that's one of the county engineering people I've had a couple of real heated discussions with him a couple of times.
I had
And that's one of the major ones was right down here at Frank and Gantz there when he asked me one time what I wanted him to do, move the road. That's when we needed to get a different type of a traffic signal there.
Yeah.
I said, pal, I don't know, but I'm telling you, I'm recording this. And right now, we're in danger of getting people killed on a no left turn sign and things like that. And I said, I'll remember that, Mr. Meeks. He hung up on me. I said, that made me mad. And I called back and he wouldn't answer the phone. But, you know.
Who did he report to?
I deal with Mr. Meeks quite a bit with a lot of the projects that we do. And I explained to Byron before.
Well, I hope that you get along with him better than I did.
I told Byron he might have some resistance.
Byron, when we had our presentation this afternoon, that was one of the things that CEO said. Up north in a high traffic area, they wanted to put the signs, and that county said you cannot put up those signs.
That's correct.
They brought in legal teams. Did you remember him saying that?
Yeah, I've talked to them about it already, too.
Yeah, and they ended up changing their mind, and the signs go up.
Yeah, that's how it always goes. Tell them no, and then go ask mom.
Yeah.
Well, the only person from the county engineer's office I've ever had an issue with was Meeks. Now, what that means?
He's moved around, and then he's back now to that, because he was in another position, and then he came back to that position.
I get the impression he's not very happy to be there or something. He ain't a very nice person, in my opinion. You know, that's been my experience with him.
Keep us updated, Chief. Probably the general consensus.
So, okay. Thank you.
That's all I got.
Chief, have we been able to do any radar from 3 o'clock to say? They have?
I had Dave Ratliff there, and he stopped two people that were going 8 miles an hour over the speed limit, but nothing like what you had discussed.
Okay.
Before.
Were they the type of cars I discussed?
No.
Okay.
It was between 3 and 7, I would say. So
okay.
It was 4 hours. So.
Yeah, because I know today.
But I mean, it's going to be hit or miss.
Right. You just don't know. I just know it's usually from 3 to that time period every day. They must live back there, and it's like.
Right. Oh, there's no doubt.
Quarter mile. How fast can I go?
Right.
Okay. Anyway. Anyone have anything from the audience for the chief?
No, next time around.
No comments.
No. Thank you, Byron. I know you've been really super busy there. Okay, Chief Welch.
I don't have one, sir. I'm not doing it.
I've been working with City of Columbus, Grandview, and on behalf of us to settle out the Valley View contract, Valley View fire contract. It's due at the end of December this year. And actually, the fire chief of City of Columbus has talked to Grandview, and you know, I forwarded the contract to you guys to preview over email. And we found out that they really don't have any extra money. You know, they put on a fire levy and they put it on for the exact amount that they have been paying. So what we did, we told them, look, in 3 years from now when it renews, there will be an increase in your fire levies and your fundings and your fees that we're going to charge. But it was agreed upon with us, we'd bring it back to our bosses, that we just keep everything the same for the next 3 years. This contract reads that they will pay Franklin Township, we get the first cut of the money, $20,000 off the top for fire prevention and inspections and things along those lines. And they will divvy up the rest of the amount.
$13,000?
It's something like that.
Yeah.
They'll take the run volume throughout the year and divide it up.
I think it's total of $48,000, if I recall.
That does sound about right.
Yeah.
But that's what we came up with, and I wanted to bring it to you guys and see what you all thought.
Comfortable with it?
I am very comfortable with it. It's already worked in our budget for 20,000.
So you need a resolution tonight, then?
I think that's exactly what it's just really a repetitive of last time.
And it's the exact same, a little bit different wording.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want to pass a resolution, I can have Lisa sign it. And
I'll make a resolution to authorize Chief Welch to enter into a 3-year contract with Valley View for fire services.
For the next 3 years?
For the next 3 years.
So the next 3 years, contract will remain the same?
Yeah. 2019, 2020, and 2021.
Through 2021.
December 30th, 2021.
Through December 31st, 2021.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
What number was that?
18-195.
Yeah, I briefly looked that over. It appeared to me to be the same as the last one was.
Was
it the same as it was 4 years ago?
Probably.
No, we used to get it all.
Oh.
And then a trustee that used to be here went to Columbus, and they said, wait a minute, maybe we should be getting some of this. Kind of sold us out.
Maybe when they get into a new levy, we can go and renegotiate it a little stronger.
Well, I would hope.
You'll still be here in 3 years, right, Chief?
Absolutely.
But that ended up...
That's on the record, right?
Other than that, I don't have anything. You know, just everything's going good with the fire department side.
Can we make a resolution to hold up his retirement for the next 3 years?
Okay, one thing that we'll probably need to know with the residents, at least... are you going to have anybody out for trick or treat night? You know, it's coming up soon.
We will. We'll put the trucks out in two different locations and pass out candy as we always have done.
Okay.
Chief, a while back, I think you and Assistant Chief Adams had mentioned that the parking lot's in terrible shape.
Yes.
They're turning back into gravel.
It's awful.
Because I was there for the swearing in.
Yeah, it's bad.
I was afraid to drive my car back there. Yeah. It was pretty rough. Yeah. I'm wondering what we need to do to fix that.
I'm glad you brought that up, sir, because I talked to Chief about that, and I think some action needs to be taken this year. In general, before we get to the snow flies, we can get some awesome deals if you check, because these places want to do as many last-minute paving jobs. From what I understand, it would be around $20,000 from the general fund to pave the parking lot. Desperately needs
you. Double that, John.
The reason. He's gotten estimates and quotes.
Really, the reason that we've laid off at this, I wanted to get into it this year.
Yeah.
I just don't, right, to make a resolution tonight.
I would like to do is make a motion that you can get bids. Come back, take a look,
bare minimum pricing of what we need to do. It's terrible. I agree with
it. It is. It's getting really bad. Jim has already taken care of a lot of this.
Yeah, okay.
I've brought bids back to the board on three different occasions.
I know you have.
What kind of pricing do you remember?
Not this board, though.
It ranged.
Yeah, 30 to 40 grand.
What my plan was going into next year was to try to combine the two firehouses, because this one's just as bad as that one is up there.
So I'd like to make a motion that at least we can have Chief Adams be able to take a look at that, see what kind of fall pricing that there is. You'd be surprised, that guy finds money and best deals ever. Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
He does.
But I would love to see exactly on paper, and then we could look at entertain the idea, can we afford it or not.
Yeah,
this is all up the road department. Well,
I'm with you. I'd like to get something.
He's been, when he talked to me, he's been kind of spearheading that, and
Spearheaded, upset with me because it's not been done yet. But
I think Jim Stevens probably.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I'll help Chief Pat. I'll help.
But he's not here to defend himself, so exactly. I think we shouldn't give Chaz this work.
Who, Chaz?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
He'll be mad if you're here talking about it.
I was thinking that I was under the impression, and I apologize. And if you don't know, Ari, you're correct. Here I am throwing a job at him, and he doesn't even know. So, Mr. Steve.
I think if we could do two things. One, look at what it would cost you that, but also what it would look to cost to do both, just right. So we can see compare. If there might be a good cost saving
exactly.
If we can do it.
Yeah. What our plan was prior to winter, which we already have it on the books to do, was to, we were going to get a few of those big bags or the skid of the bags of the asphalt and patch as many holes as we can if we had to before winter, because we weren't at that time even discussing paving before then.
Hot patch or cold patch?
Yeah, it'd be hot patch, that way it'd stay.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd like so, to be able to get something done for it.
But that's,
you know,
well, that's what our
winter,
plan is, but our plate's been a little bit full here lately.
We'll just see what the pricing is.
Yeah.
Costs us really nothing other than Jim's time.
I think we have to do a lot of pencil sharpening to see where the general fund is. How about you, Lisa?
We'll
Ray says we can have our local government funds back if he gets mayor.
Yeah.
I mean, the governor.
Well,
John, do you want to reword?
But that's definitely on my mind. Just say something about it. Okay.
John, you started a motion for Chief Adams. Are you going
to
reword it?
I would like to. I'll recant that, please.
Okay.
Do you want to make one to get some bids?
Well. I'll make a resolution.
Well,
I think he can do it without.
Okay.
He can do it without a resolution.
We don't need to do anything.
Okay, so you're rescinding
we're
that
all
motion. Okay.
Aware of the problem, Jim.
Oh,
you know, and when Charles Adams gets back, I think he's out of town on next month.
He is. I got his email.
We'll get some answers on
reach out to some people,
that's on my mind anyway to deal with the only. I don't know what kind of money we're going to have the rest of the year, frankly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else for the chief? Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. Okay, Jim, we've already got him done, I guess.
Yeah, you already did me.
Yeah, Robin, what you got there? You got some work for me and you. I can see that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't find mine. When we were having our quarterly meeting, and Ari had already left, Lisa had brought up the status on the board reviewing the employee handbook. The draft that was put together, and both John and Ralph agreed they would wanted you in that conversation, Ari. So I'm just asking, we don't have to have the discussion right at this moment, but with all three of you here, can we plan to have that discussion at some point?
Yeah. I think that's a better way, because I think it's going to take some time to hammer down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we need to know exactly what direction. Yeah, I was planning on getting with you.
Mm-hmm. So we can set a time.
You and I spend a little time next week there. I think the consensus was, well, instead of having that big massive thing that we had you spend 2 weeks on.
2 weeks?
Yes,
seven
I have.
Months.
You know, take a look at maybe adoption of something along the lines of Prairie Township with some adjustments. Is that word?
Well, that's a board discussion. That's not me.
Yeah, because what would end up happening, as Pete said many times, I mean, the thing is, if we work together, we can get it done, because like you said, 7 months. The key is, let's just get it across the field goal.
Ari and Ralph had a motion on the table for Robin to go and use the Franklin County handbook and procedures and practices. So she spent 7 months on that. And when we had our auditors over there and we said we were going through with the county,
right.
They said good, because they're the ones who helped write it.
Right.
So she did all of that work, and now they want to go with Prairie.
Well, the reason that we would go with, call it Prairie if you want, is the fact that the legality of having our attorneys go through that mess, we're going to have one heck of a legal bill to let them go through all those pages when, as Pete says, we've already got it down. All I have to do is go in and change X, Y, and Z, present it to the board, and then we can present it to all of us. That way, all the legal language is 100%. It's the same as what the county, it's the same thing. The thing is, we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
There's a lot of things that we talked to Pete, and he is in favor of it.
I'm sure he is, because he's trying to charge us to go through it.
But as I was going to say, you had Melissa spend 6 months using the Prairie, and you guys declined it. So that being said, are we wasting money and time?
To be clear, I didn't decline. That was a previous board.
He wasn't involved with it.
I know that. We know that already. But we have spent the time.
Yeah.
The auditors have looked at it. They've approved it. Pete said it looked great to him. there's a lot of things that have happened in our township that Franklin County spells it out and fixes it where Prairie
well,
has not.
The one thing about it is we don't have one now. We can always add to what the attorneys would give us. The language is already there. So basically, we're starting off with a picture frame. We can always add to it. The key is, let's just get one together that is binding. And then if we need to change something or add to it, we can. It's what we're doing is going, okay,
well, we've got to sell it to them because they're the ones who made the motion for her to use the Franklin County.
But there's no motion on the...
I think it deserves a full discussion. I think this is probably a very long discussion, and I think it involves our department heads who manage collective bargaining agreements. I think that this is probably a several-hour, like, let's sit down and hash out and figure out everything.
I just wanted to bring it up so you guys could discuss a date.
I would like to do this sometime after the November election.
I think it should be in reality of the matter is, I don't want to get into another project and tie her time up as well as mine, not truly knowing what we need to look at. I want a unified situation.
Well, you three have copies. Why don't you highlight what you may not
find? Oh, I think that would be prudent to do.
And we can give copies to the department heads as you wish that you'd like them to be in on it. We can go ahead and give them copies.
Well, here's my intent. My intent is, which I haven't yet, is to go over and really look that Prairie Township. That's me personally.
I haven't seen Prairie Township, but I'd like to see a copy.
I haven't either.
We made a motion that you would be able to get it
get
from...
Get a copy. I think Robin has from the attorneys. Copy, don't you, or not?
Well, if you want the one straight from the attorney, I mean, Prairie is online. Oh, I sent it to you guys months and months ago electronically, but it was months ago.
One.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean,
I read the one that you sent.
Yeah, and I'm fine to send it again.
Right.
Well, why don't we do this so that before the meeting, sir, I'd like to make a motion that you reach out to Brocious.
That we can do.
Get with him changing what would say Prairie that would fit us. Send it to us so that we all can look at it. And then when we meet, and after November 15th, then we can take a look at it.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, the department heads can have it to look at it. And then when we come together, we can all talk.
Yeah.
So with no further discussion more about this, I'd like to get a second.
I'll second that.
Well, you already got one or two.
Sir?
You already got a resolution.
John?
Sir?
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
So what I'll do, Robin... Yes, you and I'll still have a little get together. Maybe not.
Well, we need to go over record retention.
We do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So y'all need to figure that out.
Yeah.
Right. That'll be next.
Before we do anything else.
Right. That's going to be next week.
Okay. Good.
So we'll get together on that, and we'll get make arrangements. I want to go over thoroughly. I think my opinion is, and I've been told by the legal folks as well, that what Prairie has is literally what is laid out for most, you know, on the concept. The only difference that you have to do is to make a few changes as to wages, things like that, which obviously is going to be different.
Right. Well, you're empowered to start that process.
Absolutely.
So all they have to do is make those changes, send it to us
and the department heads,
and we'll look at it.
I think if we can get that together, it may not be as lengthy a thing as we think, you know, when we start to sit down.
Right. It's better to start short and down
to it. Like I said, you can always add to it.
I want to get it prepared before we go. Okay.
Okay. And Lisa might have to add into this too. With Lisa and I now being housed here, there's now... with me and Jessica both going to make bank deposits on a weekly basis, okay? Let me completely finish. This has been brought to the board multiple times about how all the deposits should go through the fiscal department. There was never a motion on the table. There was never a resolution stating that function was to be taken away from the fiscal department. So my question is, are we using the best use of our time, having me going to the bank on a weekly basis?
Me.
And sometimes Lisa, and Jessica too. So that's just my question to the board. We have three staff people going to the same bank throughout the week, and so I'm just bringing it to the board's attention.
I would be happy to be able to turn that back over to you guys or make a motion to do that. All we want is have Ferguson send us an email.
You won't.
Because he never told you to stop it in the first place.
He was illegally taken away from my department. One trustee made that call.
He asked us to send the resolution or the motion from the board stating that it was taken away. We have no documentation on that because it was not done in this legislative body. Okay? He said, I'm not sending you nothing because the board did not make a group decision. This was one trustee's decision to go tell a staff member you're going to begin doing the deposits. That's what he said. The board did not pass any legislation.
Mm-hmm. Let's just clean it up now.
Well, the thing is, you've heard the tape.
And he said to those two that you were asking hypothetical questions. He did not know you were taping him. And he, on that tape, he said he never told you to come back here and take those receipts away from him.
Board. We ran it right across here. I brought the information to the board. It wasn't just my decision. So what I think we need to do is...
Clean it up now and just do it.
Yep. Rob, why did one of us... other than me, reach out to Ferguson and find out if we're supposed to turn it back over.
Ferguson already told them in the meeting that we were at.
Lisa, please.
It's part of my department.
I understand, but when
you keep talking, but you don't know what happened at that meeting.
Wait.
You weren't even there.
Wait.
You shouldn't have no say at
wait.
All.
Wait.
Because you illegally come
Lisa.
Over here and made that decision behind the
board's
back.
You're
no,
out of
John.
Order.
I'm not out of order. Be quiet.
You're
not going to remove nobody because he is a citizen just like everybody else.
You can't keep just interrupting the board.
Well, that's it.
So what we would do is just, there's nothing upset.
Already do something
just
now.
Reach, one of you two reach out. If they say fine, the next meeting,
they
turn it back over.
Have.
Well, frankly, there's nothing much to reach out about it. That is a fiscal department function.
But what I'm saying...
I'm in favor of just cleaning it up now.
If you guys want to clean it up, then...
I think it is... The state Ohio Revised Code says that the fiscal office is the agency. Now, the fiscal office can delegate to other staff, as noted, but not the board.
Yeah.
So I think...
The only reason that we did it, and I have no problem cleaning it up, the only reason that I did it is as it stated... And I don't know if you've heard it or whatever, we've played it many times.
Mm-hmm.
That was, Lisa, please. That was the reason for that was set that way. If we want to change it back, I have no problem with that.
I think we should just
we need it, if you're happy with, because I wasn't at that meeting.
Yeah.
If you're happy with it, then I'm fine.
The one thing that I do want to clarify on this, and this is for Aaron's own well-being, is we have in place now kind of a double, triple check, because we are dealing all in cash dollars there. And I want a clarification on how we're going to deal with that.
She can give it to Robin, and Robin can count it.
Okay.
Then Robin can sign off on it, and then give it to me, then I'll count it.
Okay.
Three people counting it.
There you go. That's fine.
I have no problem
with that.
And as soon as
that
she
kind of
signs
takes
off,
you out of the
that
equation,
will
that will help
Aaron.
You a little bit there too, Chief. You know, we kind of got Chief Smith tied into the middle of that thing too, and
reluctantly, under protest.
I think that would be the best way.
So I'll make a motion that bank deposits will be made either by the fiscal officer or the assistant fiscal officer. And there will be a check and balance that if cash or funds come in to the office, that the assistant fiscal officer will count that, and it will be again checked by the fiscal officer.
Now, is there a check balance for what? I mean, for instance, Aaron's going to check and say, "Here's how much goes over," and then you sign off. I'll second that.
Okay, John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I mean, is there an effective date on this?
Immediately.
Okay, thank you.
Steve, you had no idea when you interrupt what we're doing up here.
I'm done. It didn't mean
that I was going to say no or yes, but when you interrupt like that, you're interrupt. It wasn't as if I was going to say no or not. We're trying to have a discussion to end this. Yeah. So that's why I was asking you to quit interrupting.
Okay.
Okay, I have one more thing, and I hope that this one will be a little smoother.
Okay.
And when we had our quarterly
meeting... Yeah, my nerves are about shot this week, Robert.
I'm really sorry. Okay. It's not my intent. I just try to stay... With people asking me to do something, I try to get it done.
You do a good job.
Thank you, Ralph. When we had our quarterly meeting, I know that there was a discussion with the secretary and the board about having resolutions available on public docs, you know, and things that, so people could get to those. Well, I sat down and I talked to Aaron to come up with the quickest way right now, you know, because moving things is going to take me a little bit of time. But what her and I agreed upon is this book I have here. I have it. When I write them all down like this, it's an index.
Right.
I go back and I type them all in. There's the number. There's the meeting that was approved for and what it was. You know, so this index is what we have put out on the public docs for right now. So she can see every single resolution, the number, what it was for, and the meeting it was approved on. Okay? So if she needs more, then literally all she's got to run into and say, hey, Robin, can you pull me, until we get it all moved, can you pull me resolution 18-177? You know, so it gives her that until I can get everything moved.
You're like, and if Jim needs something, look something up, it's all right.
That index is right out under the resolutions, under the public Franklin public file. Mm-hmm. Go to resolutions, it says resolution index. And it has exactly what it was if we hired a firefighter. Somebody says, when did we hire firefighter? Right. You know, you can, it'll say hire firefighter. And then if they need the actual resolution, I can get the number, you call me, and I'll send it to you.
So this was exactly what you, I maybe didn't come across the right way or explain it, but this was this exactly what.
I just wanted to find a quick resolution for Aaron.
Right.
And that way, if I'm, you know, can't, you know, get the resolutions moved into the docs, this way she can tell me exactly which one she wants.
Right.
I pull it up, I email it to her, and we move on. And it's just real quick turnaround time. That's been working. I know Jessica needed a couple of things the other day. We pulled up, I sent her, told her where the index was. Did that help you with your House Bill 50 stuff that you needed? So we've been sharing the index. It seems to be working.
Well,
so I just wanted to let you guys know that it's there, and the department heads know that it's there. And when I, like tomorrow when I come in, all these ones that we did tonight, I'll put in the index and I'll update it.
Yeah, Erin had told me a little about it, and I didn't understand all of what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. Thanks for ringing.
Yeah, so that way it's accessible to everybody. If you're thinking about a certain resolution, you're like, when was that? When did we do that one?
Good deal.
That's all I got.
Okay, thank you very much. Anyone have, hi, Janet. I guess
so,
Janet has a question for
you. Basically, you're sitting up there talking about all the funds that we're going to be, or the money we're going to be spending on lawyers. Whatever happened to being able to tap into the Franklin County
prosecutor
to do some of that stuff?
Yeah,
I mean, and we're not Prairie Township. I don't know what part of that you don't understand.
Well,
but you know, you're sitting there saying we're having our lawyers and they're going to spend their time to look at this document. You know, is that something that we can pass on and get free advice or free assistance with?
Sometimes.
So, I mean,
sometimes, Janet. Now, what they will do, the county prosecutor, they will answer questions, you know, and advise and this, that, and the other.
So have we utilized them a lot more than what we've been using our regular?
Well, if I have questions, I do, yeah.
We're using the county prosecutor for a lot of things. We're trying to work some stuff through with Jessica. We're working on them with the Solid Waste Authority. We're working on them with the Environmental Crimes Task Force. So we are utilizing the county prosecutor's office fairly substantially right now. I've been on the phone with them two times a week trying to figure out a lot of things.
And Janet, if I can, like for instance, what we're talking about this handbook, Prairie paid a lot of money to the same attorneys to actually come up with this handbook. So basically, the only thing that we would end up paying is changing our name over. All the legality and all the wording and everything like that to make it legal is already there.
I got a question.
Yeah.
But we're not Prairie. Is there differences? I mean, there's got to be differences.
Well, there's a big difference. If we lessens if we were starting from scratch and trying to put two together, and then they're going to review it to see. We're going to pay a lot more money to let them review something that they didn't already do themselves and come out with the same result.
And when the auditors were here, they explained that.
Steve.
And they, Matt, and they told them too that the county auditors, or Mr. Ferguson, was one of the ones that made the Franklin County, and it's ironclad. Mm-hmm. They have adopted it and kept it.
I wasn't going to bring it up because you had no more discussion or whatever, but you brought it up about the handbook, so I just want to ask a question. It seems to me in this day and age, with everything I see going on in, with TV, with all the lawsuits and all the things that are going on in the workforce, it's very important to have a handbook to
go by.
And so I've heard now tonight that Ms. Watkins worked on one for months, and then I heard Lisa say that you had someone else work on one for 6 months, and we still don't have one. So what I'd like a commitment from you three guys is that you wanted to put it off until after November, so could we get you to agree to address it and have it addressed
by
the end of the year?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I think we need to stop kicking the can down the road.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Okay?
Because, as I said, it's better to get... I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think it's... If we can... Like I said, we can get the framework, get it in there, and if there's things that they have to go back to their union to make sure that it doesn't go against their union and things like that, I think it'll go through smoothly.
Well, okay, do I have the floor now?
Yes, you do.
Didn't you and Ralph turn that down once?
Yes.
What's that?
The Prairie Township.
I don't believe we did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
That's when Melissa got mad and told you guys to shut up. She spent all that time.
That's not true.
Yes,
no.
It was.
Well,
it was over the houses.
I'm not going to debate the point at all, Steve. It could have been. There was a lot of bad things going on at that particular time.
Okay.
So.
Then why when Ari suggested to use Franklin County's handbook.
Yeah.
And she did it 7 months. Now you don't want to accept it.
Do I personally? I don't know. I don't have a problem with it.
Does Ari have a problem with it?
I just don't think that we need anything that extensive, to be honest with you. There's things in there that...
Artie, what do you feel about that?
Maybe he hadn't reviewed it. You know, it's 117 pages. Not going to understand why.
Well, let Artie speak for himself.
Okay.
So the original idea was we didn't have a handbook. We needed a handbook. I believe that it should be the job of a township administrator to be putting that together for the board to work on. We don't currently have an administrator. To look at options to bringing things in. It was brought up by Robin to look at the county. I thought that was a good idea. I didn't know that the township had invested in the Prairie One previously. I didn't look at the Prairie One previously. I know we need some resolutions and some policies here as a township. I know that I don't know the best ones to put in there. That is not what I'm an expert at. So I know that I want to look at all the options available to us. And I really like our staff, our professionals here, to kind of lead on this and offer me some recommendations so that we as a board can make some informed decisions. But I'm not going to say we need the county one, we need the township one. I don't know that because I'm not an expert at it.
We wasted time and money for 6 months and it died. Then we wasted money for 7 months and it's died.
Yeah.
Let's resolve it before the end of the year.
Well, that sounds fine to me. And just a reminder to you, Steve, and I don't know if Mike was around, but there was a lot of, what would you call it, unsettlement in overall the group here. And a lot of things got kicked away. A lot of things, I mean, it was pretty ugly for a while.
I know what happened.
There was a little history of that, you know, and so I think that the fact that some of the bad things that were there are better now, that's a matter of opinion on your personal part, I guess. but I feel it is. And I think to have, instead of a lot of negative things, a lot of disagreements, a lot of fighting, and things of that nature, I think it's a more plausible way of getting things.
You're right.
You understand what I'm saying.
I've been here
and
eight
I'm not
years.
I'm not denying that a lot of things have happened.
Yep.
But
okay.
You know, from my standpoint,
just try to get it done.
Just get her done. I don't disagree with you. Nor you, Janet, as well there. So there's been a lot of things that had to happen to bring us to where we are now.
And I think the folks that
have followed some of the things kind of understand what I'm talking about. Would you agree to that?
Probably.
Okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Okay. Let's see. Did we have anything else?
Jessica.
The first thing, we had worked on Squarespace going on for our township website, and I think we're ready to go. Are you still good with that, Robin?
Yeah, I asked Ari a couple questions before the meeting, but yes.
Okay, so whenever you guys are ready to go live, we're ready to go live.
What do you need from us to do it?
To review it, I would think, just to kind of flip around.
Don't ask me. Make sure
the content is what you want, because we've had issues in the past where things, this would be even before Jessica, this was my time in the audience where things ended up on our township website that
I'm
were inappropriate.
Okay.
The board did not know it. They were upset when they found out about it. People were calling in.
Yeah.
So it's just
let's take a look at it. And can we have all the department heads, because they have a ton of information on it, too, to look at it?
Jessica's out of access. We all have access.
Okay. Can you make sure because there's a ton of safety info and other stuff that's on there. So as long as everyone's good with it, we can all take a look at it, too.
Okay. The next thing I gave you is the Township Newsletter. I finished it. I did it all today. Just make sure that everything's good to go. If I get it into them by Monday, we can have it out to the public about a week prior to the Township Cleanup Day, which is October the 27th. That is a rough draft, so I know there's grammatical errors in it, but it'll be corrected tomorrow.
Okay.
Can you email it so I can just do electronic?
Yeah.
No, it's on it. Cool.
It looks
good at first step.
Oh, I haven't seen it. This is the first I've seen it. Yeah, okay.
There's no picture of you on the front. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
They're
just not space.
I don't want my picture on there.
The next thing was the Briggsdale exhibit. a couple years ago, the Manick Smith Group was hired by Community Housing Network to help them with certain compliance requirements for construction of the Briggsdale apartments over here. They had to tear down a historical building. In the phased portion of that, they had to come up with something that had the history of Briggsdale in it. And the piece of paper that I gave you is a mock-up and a possible preliminary thing that they want to place someplace close to Briggsdale. They've entertained a couple other places such as Briggs High School and Grove City Museum, but they're requesting that we put it in the Township Hall. The size is about 2 foot by 3 foot. We can shrink it down if we so require. It's just like a plaque.
Hang on the wall.
And this
is
a mock-up.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Do we need a motion to accept it?
At this moment, not yet, but as time gets closer, I'm sure we'll have them present it to us at a township meeting.
I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah. I thought you guys wouldn't have a problem with it, but I told them I would at least present it to you.
Beautiful. That's what our apartments are built, yeah. It's a shame they tore that house down, because that's an absolutely gorgeous house.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I've been in it several times over the years.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, I don't have an objection to it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Have plenty of walls. So what are we doing? Getting a plaque about this?
They're going to put one in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost us a thing.
Okay, cool.
Great.
That's great.
That's all I got.
That's great.
Good?
I don't have any questions.
Ralph?
Okay.
Anyone from down there for her?
Chief, I need to speak with you before you leave.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at it.
So you guys, you're up here.
Yeah, well, I know it. I just want to look this thing over here.
Well, you can look it over.
Well, no, but I, here, let these guys, you want to pass that around,
Bob?
There's a draft. There's typos in it still.
Well, I know. Well, they need to know. Here, Byron. Let them pass it around.
Get one in the mail when it's done.
I understand, but let them see it. See if they got it, want anything different.
Don't judge us on the typos.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's anything different, they should have a hand in it there. You know what I mean? Okay, let's see.
Township meeting.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're a little early on this, but that's all right. Next month, on November, or meeting of November the 15th, we're going to have to change the date of that to Wednesday the 14th. So anyone that wants to make a note there.
Do we have to make a motion to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we do. It's what this is. I don't know how many of you remember, we have that county's township association and county meeting every November, and we have to change. Of course, our meeting night is on Thursday, our regular meeting night, and we have to change it to Wednesday night because there's a conflict on the county deal. So, having said that, November the 15th will be changed to November the 14th for our meeting date.
Motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Okay, is everybody clear on that? 15th will now be the 14th. I know last year we had a few people that didn't know it. And so,
I say we should also post that for the people that come.
Yeah, the regular. It's a regular time.
Can we squeeze it in the newsletter somewhere?
Yeah, I got several calls saying, where are you guys at? You know, Thursday
really
night.
Go in there.
So there was people that didn't
Jessica,
know it.
Can we add that to the newsletter?
Can we squeeze
yeah,
it in the
Yeah, we should be able to make that.
Just a little line.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, make Good a special idea. Note in that newsletter.
This is why we do that.
But I don't want to pay $45,000.
Let's fix the parking lot first.
Yeah. Okay, let's
parking
see.
Parking lot first.
Yeah, we better get something else done.
So you also wanted to
before
do...
we get a billboard. Anyway, township associate. Okay, now the other thing, and we did this last year, I don't know if we've done it previously on... Veterans Day is a paid holiday for the folks here, and the office had requested last year, wanted to know if they could switch their day off, their Veterans Day off, until the day after Thanksgiving.
Switch days.
Which Friday is not a paid holiday for them. So having said that, what they'd like to do is take 2 days off at Thanksgiving and work on Veterans Day. And that Veterans Day is a paid holiday. Yeah, go ahead, Lisa.
Just in the past, what the boards used to do is they got their holiday off, and Thanksgiving is a holiday. Yeah, okay. The board allowed Sandy and Lorna to either take a vacation day or their personal day. Jessica forgot she still has two personal days. They closed it on the day after. Everybody's out shopping.
Right.
And they just closed it for those 2 days.
That's what they're asking for here.
What I was going to do is just say, why don't we
let them have their personal day
if they want? You know, because they could use that personal day another day if we switch. Though, you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, that's a legal holiday for them to have it off.
Why don't we just close the office?
Aaron and I are happy with the office open. It was the big thing.
They have the paid holiday.
Close the office the day after Thanksgiving and still take Veterans Day off.
So it's no big deal. Just switch days. That's all we did last year.
It is a big deal.
Okay. That's fine with us too.
Okay, so why do we do this, Ralph?
The goal was to have the day off.
Just make a motion that they each part, the two girls because obviously it takes them two to run this.
Right.
They can use their personal day or holiday, and if both parties are subject to that, then we would close the day on that to Friday.
That's right.
And not even mess with the holiday.
That's good.
So with no further discussion, I'd like to ask for a second on that.
I'll second that.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
So you guys can use your personal day on that day, the day after Thanksgiving.
And if you both do it, we'll just close the office.
Yeah.
Right. So
it would still be a personal day even with the office.
That's
right. I just want to make sure.
So do we have to mention that in anything? Or, I mean, do we have to sign up?
No. No, you just leave it closed. You can put it up there that we will be closed for Thanksgiving.
Yes. If you both take personal days, we'll put a sign up
that
says the office.
In the newsletter. Because we just made a motion, so you're going to end up losing a vacation day and or either one, both of you. However, since we already said yes to that, we'll need to put that in a newsletter that we're closed that day, put it on our Facebook page, put it on our website, and also put something in the window.
Simply put a note on the window, you're closed. So
Thanksgiving Day and the Friday after.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, that's about all I had. Ari, you got something there?
Yeah, so as some folks may know, over the last 72 hours, we've had a huge spike of overdoses in our township and the zip code surrounding our township. So I talked to the Franklin County Public Health Commissioner, Joe Mazzola, about what are some things that we could possibly do. And so I've been working with his staff and Chaz, Assistant Chief Adams, to get a response plan in place to see what we can do to help mitigate some of the problems and to reduce some of the overdoses. And so what we are going to do is next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, we're organizing a door-to-door canvas where Franklin County Public Health will have materials and their staff are going to come out, hopefully some volunteers. I'm going to go out there. We're going to try to hit as many doors in the township and give folks information about what they do if they see an overdose, if they see a problem or anything else, and invite them to a free Narcan and naloxone training, which we will host the following Monday, which I think is October 22nd, October 15th. So we'll do the canvas on the 13th, and on October 15th at Station 192, we're in the evening, we're going to do free Narcan training that Franklin County Public Health will do. Chief Smith's going to be there. Chief Adams is going to be there. I'm going to ask Pastor Womack. I haven't emailed him yet, but it was on my list of things to do. It's going to be open to the public. They're going to give away at
192 station.
So that they have more space to do
it.
Do
you have time? A time?
We don't have a time. We're figuring out all the details. We're going back and forth over email today. I will get it out there and get it on social media.
Is that Monday when?
Monday
15th.
I mean, if you want to use our facility, you know, you want
to. They wanted to do it in a fire station because the EMS are the primary givers of the naloxone right behind the police, plus they want. They're hoping that folks see our police officers and our firefighters as friendly folks that are there to help on this situation. So that was
the 15th.
Yeah.
And what time?
To be determined. I'm working on that. I literally was going through emails right before I walked in here, trying to lock it down. But I'll get more details on this. But I think it's great to partner with Franklin County Public Health. It's a shame that we have to do it over this situation. They suspect there's a bad batch of fentanyl that's being used, which are causing the overdoses.
So they deliberately do that, you know.
Yeah, and so this is our way to try to get
and
ahead of that.
That gentleman that just died it was from a drug overdose.
Yeah.
When the police arrived, he had only been dead 2 hours.
Yeah.
Of an overdose.
So I'll have more information for folks, but I'm working on that now.
Who's going to do the canvassing?
Well, I am, and then staff from Franklin County Public Health, we're looking for volunteers. We will be looking for volunteers. And, of course, everyone's welcome to come out and do it. We're going to need a lot of human power to make it happen. But I think it's a good thing to get out there and talk to folks.
It's what?
There's a lot more checks laying.
There's more here. Uh-huh.
So, anyway, I will get more details. I'll get it out to Jessica to get on social media. Byron?
Okay.
Sorry, I had to leave in the middle. I vaguely seen an email. Are we on for Monday?
The 15th, yeah.
Here or 192?
192. Okay. We're still figuring out the details, but that's the tentative date we're working on.
Okay. Yeah. I was coordinating that with Pastor Woman, too. So.
Cool. Thank you.
He did offer the church if we needed a bigger venue, too.
Yeah. I think the public health really, really wanted to do it in one of the first responders areas.
Okay.
Makes sense.
No,
go ahead. I have different
stuff. Do you have a program, actually, with your congregation and everything, Pastor Womack, relative to that type of thing?
No, this is a community awareness and drug awareness thing. No, we'll be fine. I think our congregation is more than happy to work with the community for the better. Yeah, anytime.
Okay.
Thank you. That's what I got.
I have an emergency.
Yeah.
I forgot to address the board. Thank you all very much. And thanks, Jim Stevens, for helping our office be vacated out of the White House and brought over here. They worked really hard getting that stuff out of there while I cleaned everything. And as it came in the door, I'd like to thank the board for the meeting about the printer. But, of course, our IT guy did come in. He got it hooked up, but nothing was working correctly. Our sergeant, Todd Moore, came in for 4.5 hours, and the one that you saw that was up there, it's purring like a kitten. Thank you, Todd. Now, with that being said, we will be getting the other one to replace hers because hers is not interacting with her computer.
Hers is as a backup.
Yeah, that's what we were going to do. But I would like to bring it to the board's attention. I think Todd should be able to be paid for his services of the IT. Yeah. He's done this in the service, and he should have been home sleeping, but he sat here 4.5 hours. I feel that
was he on duty, or he was off?
No, he was off duty.
No, he got off at
I
think he should be paid the same amount of money.
He got off at 7 a.m.
because that's only fair.
Yeah, well, I think we can offer is just to pay his time and overtime.
Yeah, I think we could. That's
I don't think we can go as an independent contractor.
Yeah. I'll make a resolution to offer 4.5 hours of overtime to Sergeant Moore for his services.
If I do the check now, would you gentlemen sign it?
Yeah.
Well, you got it ready,
Oh, I'm
as long as that printer works.
So we
there's a work.
Mine works.
Let her get it printed.
Yes, sir.
Get with Chief Smith there and bring him in and let him help you with that.
Okay.
I know, I've already talked to her.
Okay, so we need to finish this.
I made a resolution. John seconded.
I seconded it.
Okay. And this, can you repeat yourself?
4.5 hours of overtime for Sergeant Moore for his services.
Assisting the physical office and IT.
Yeah.
Is this going to be an ongoing
thing? No, just a one time.
No, this was, we had a situation, Barry, where the printer was down, couldn't do payroll. I assisted some. I saw that he already knew what I knew, and he was going through it. And some of it was just because when you change one printer out another, you had to delete the other one and stuff like that. And he did a really great job at it, finished it. So it's just a one-time type thing. He stayed over.
Okay, put a vote.
He wasn't expecting it, but it's a nice way to say thank you. Yes.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, John, you're up.
Okay, John, you're done. You've been talking a lot.
Let him know I've hardly said a word.
I'm not getting in between you guys.
The only thing that I might...
Stay, John.
I know, Mike, I want to make sure you heard this. The only thing that... That's okay. I've been working on with the North Franklin. Not North Franklin.
Franklin Heights.
I've not heard back from the teacher and et cetera to present everything to her or anyone from the class. So I am continuing to reach out. I know I'm personally reaching out now. Aaron has not heard anything back. Emails went back and forth. So it might just be a busy time with them right now, but I'll continue that. So that's all I've got. Other than that, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Oh, yeah.
There's questions from the audience.
Wait just a minute now.
Okay, so you just, I mean, and I appreciate giving him the money, but are we going to address this IT person? Because it appears that he might not be very competent.
Well, he's competent, but he's pretty grouchy, I think.
Well, but I'm just saying, if we're, I mean, and nothing against Todd at all, because I do appreciate whatever he's done and does, but we're paying an IT person to do what Todd's doing for us.
Well,
I don't know, in my little room here, there's something wrong with that picture.
If I can, Janet, this wasn't something that
Go ahead, but I understand, you said that you've taken a printer off and put a new printer on and things like that.
Yeah.
If he's a competent IT individual, I would think that he should be able to do this, if that's what he contracts for and that's what his other business is. And maybe I'm making it too simplistic, because I know I don't know how to do it. I wouldn't know how to do it.
Okay.
But I wouldn't sell my services that I do and then have somebody else spend 4.5 hours of their time doing something to help fix it.
Well, let me finish this.
Go ahead.
That's okay. It's just a situation that we were here for a meeting. It was down. By the time we could have tried to get him in here, we had to get payroll done. So it wasn't something that he couldn't do or didn't do or et cetera. We took a printer from the police department, took it over here, and hooked it up and just got all the parameters, everything in, and did it ourselves. And then she could start printing at 9 o'clock in the morning.
But I thought somebody said the IT person was here.
There was an IT person that worked on a printer that we got from the state.
The prior day.
That's not the way I heard the conversation.
Okay. Yeah, this was a whole different printer that we just took from over here and took over there.
I was under the impression that that IT individual was over here helping with that.
No, it was different.
He came to the conclusion that that printer that...
So how much did we pay somebody to plug? I just think we're paying too much money for this individual that seems
We had to pay that in twice.
Well, personally, I think we're paying too much money, period. But that's my opinion.
You need to reevaluate that at some point.
Probably what the market will bear, I guess. You know what I mean?
He's got a question.
But so, anyway, I think everything costs too much. But
yes.
General fund? Okay. Yes.
All right. Any other audience questions? Motion to adjourn.
I second. Sorry, Janet, if that didn't come across the right way.
I mean, she's sitting here talking about an IT person coming over here doing it, and it's like, seriously? How much can you do on a regular basis?
John. Ralph, vote for adjournment?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so did you make the motion to adjourn? And then who seconded it, John?
John.
Okay, I'm trying to keep up with you guys.
Mom, sorry. When it comes to adjournment, just stay in. Yes.
Well, I have to have it on the tape, so.